So just to get back to second-line therapy, so it sounds like nowadays you could encounter a patient who starts out with first-line alectinib, first-line brigatinib, and probably some people first-line crizotinib that are coming in with relapse. So how do you approach these three situations? And for a community-based oncologist, do you recommend any type of repeat mutation testing?
So the post-crizotinib, and there are, you know, people go, well, this is a, you know, nobody's starting on crizotinib, but there are people who've been on crizotinib for years and they're doing great. If they progress, it's very interesting. Even though alectinib and brigatinib look almost identical in the first-line setting, in the post-crizotinib setting, they are dramatically different. Brigatinib has got nearly double the median progression-free survival as alectinib. So presumably you select out a mechanism resistance on crizotinib that only brigatinib has the additional activity against. And so if you're progressing on crizotinib, probably brigatinib is the drug to go on to, and that's certainly within its license. If you progress on brigatinib, I think I personally would try and re-biopsy. And I think one of the problems is we're sending off next-generation sequencing panels. We're missing MET amplification in much of that. If you just want to shoot from the hip, try lorlatinib. But if they're not responding, it's not just, oh, I'm going to go on to another ALK inhibitor. Start to think that they might have a next-generation hole that you're missing. Start to think that maybe they have a second drive, and you probably have to touch base with an expert center there. If they start on alectinib, this was the other thing that I wanted to touch on. If you start on alectinib, even though the drug that's licensed is lorlatinib, there is now data that brigatinib in that setting actually has some activity. There was a very small paper that came out that I think made people a little worried. There was about 23 patients in it, only had a 17% response rate. But we've now got data in probably more than 200 patients, and the response rate with brigatinib post a next-generation inhibitor is running 50-70% with a PFS of 5 to 7 months. So very similar to lorlatinib, but better tolerated. So I think when I first saw the data from ALTA-1L, my first thought was, what I might do in my practice is start someone on alectinib, then do brigatinib, then do lorlatinib. But I'd be, you know, I'm in an academic center. I'd be re-biopsying and looking for mechanisms there.